Tzahorayim tovim. Good afternoon, everybody. Enjoy your lunch. So, just to continue off where we ended last time. As you probably noticed, I like to use Sha'arei Teshuvah and other Musar Sfarim to kind of not only discuss the matter at hand, but to kind of springboard into other topics that are musarically and hashkafically oriented, because somebody's got to address them. And we have to learn them. So, you know, a big part of being in yeshiva is not, you know, obviously the limud ha-gemara and the, you know, limud ha-musar, but it's also a lot of the hashkafa that you soak in, because the hashkafa that you get during yeshiva years is something that's supposed to stick with you forever. So I try wherever possible to, you know, to put my two cents in, and Baruch Hashem, it's not my two cents. Whatever I say, I got from my rebbeim. So that's, you know, that's a good thing. Yeah. I think we ended off, we did this. Yeah, we're on Tedzayin on the bottom. Ot Lamed, page Tedzayin on the bottom. Ha'ikara Teshei, the ninth component of Teshuvah. Shvirat Ha'ta'ava Ha'gashmit, actually breaking one's physical desires. Yashiv Elibo Ki Ha'ta'ava Olela L'Nafsho L'Chatov L'Mshoch Ha'avon B'Chavle Ha'shav. We started this last time, but realize that what causes a person to sin to begin with is the fact that a person was led astray by ta'avot. A person has ta'avot and he acts on them. That causes, you know, the ta'ava is one of the most powerful weapons in the arsenal of the yetzer hara to get a person to be chote. V'yase gadel lishmor derech ha'teshuvah v'yifrosh min ha'ta'anugim v'lo yimashech achar ta'avato gam bidvarim ha'mutarim. Which means when it comes to, even when things are mutar, not everything that's mutar is a mitzvah. We spoke about this last time, you know, the whole foodism, the generation of being a foodie, everything. Okay, just because the food's mutar, just because it's kosher, doesn't mean that you have to overindulge in it. There's, you know, okay, it's fine. Notwithstanding the fact that, like I said last time also, unfortunately, in the Jewish community, one of the only, you know, as opposed to goyim, that they have many forms of entertainment, Jews are limited by kosher forms of entertainment. You know that. It's basically food and music. That's it. You know, everything else is asur. So if you really want to narrow it down, think about it for a second. That's why every other ad that you look in any paper, any Jewish paper, whatever it is always some sort of restaurant, you know, Pesach program, Wayu and Turo, you know, that's basically the, you know, that's the extent of every ad you'll ever see in a Jewish newspaper. But it all revolves around these kinds of ta'avot that are mutan. Now, again, not to say that there's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for restaurants and Pesach programs or whatever. Not advocating on behalf of Pesach programs. Don't get me wrong. For my policy, and I've seen a lot in my work in kashrus, Pesach programs, you have to be really, really, really careful, because they could be the biggest disaster ever. So I've seen that a lot also. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's that, you know, not all Pesach programs are created equal. So not to hate on the Pesach programs, but the idea is, Kadesh atzmecha b'mutar lach, like the Ramban writes in the beginning of Parashat Kedushim. There's something to be said. Kedusha means pulling away even though something's mutar. Not everything that's mutar, you have to learn to, you know, abstain a little bit. Also other ta'avot, he's speaking about ta'avat achila, ta'avat nashim. Learn to curtail the ta'avot to what is absolutely necessary. Wow, what a statement, says Rabbi Yonah. We as Jews are fusions of the nefesh habehami, meaning the guf and the nefesh habehami. We have both the physical and spiritual component of animals in us, and we have what Rabbi Yonah calls the nefesh hamaskelet, the neshama, chelek eloha mima'al. So it's a very interesting fusion that people make a mistake. People, if you ask somebody, who are you? So you'll think that I'm me, I'm the body, and Hashem gave me a neshama. That's wrong. You are your neshama. Your body is the astronaut suit that helps your neshama survive in this world. You're not your body. You are your neshama. What's talking to you now, what's listening to me, what's able to understand and comprehend all these things, what has the internal struggles between good and evil, that's all the neshama. That's what you are. That's you. Everything else is peripheral. Everything else is superficial. Now, when a person... now it's a very fine line. The Gemara tells us that there are three ways that human beings resemble animals and three ways that we resemble malachim. Says Rabbi Yonah that when a person goes after ta'ava, when a person, meaning incessantly, and he doesn't know how to curtail himself, that activates the behami part of our existence. That activates our animalistic features. And then, next step is that the Yetzer Hara loves that, because the Yetzer Hara has a much easier time swaying us and convincing us to do Avirot when we're in animal mode as opposed to Malach mode. If you're in Malach mode, just envision yourself on Yom Kippur. How successful is the Yetzer Hara going to be in getting you to do Avirot on Yom Kippur when you're in Malach mode? It's very difficult. So he wishes, he wants the person to go after his Ta'avot, because Ta'avot activate animal mode, and once you're in animal mode, now I can get you. It's very easy. Kenyan Shneemar, just like the Pasuk says in Shirat Ha'azinu, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayiv'at. Yeshurun is a reference to Am Yisrael. He got fattened and he kicked away Hashem V'Neemar, Pin Tochal V'Savata V'Ram Levavecha. Yeah, you're going to eat and be satiated and become arrogant. V'Neemar Pin Isba'a V'Chichashti. V'Amru Zichonam Levracha, Ever Katan Yeshbo Ba'adam, Masbi'o Ra'ev, Mar'ivo Savea. This is a mashal. Chazal are talking about the Ever of man, and if a person, there's different, you know, different ways a person can treat it. But the way, that's just a, you know, it's a mashal for ta'ava. The more you feed ta'ava, you think for one second, the more you feed it, so it's going to calm down. That's not the way ta'ava works. Ta'ava is really, it's, you know, for lack of a better term, it's not obsessive, but it's really, it can be addictive. When a person feeds ta'ava again and again, whatever the ta'ava is, there's a bunch of different ta'avot. But the way it is, it becomes an addiction, and you just can't stop. If you pull away and you just give the ta'ava whatever's necessary to survive, or even a little bit more than that, but you know how to contain it, so then it's satiated and then it doesn't drive you nuts. It's a very, very interesting thing. Lamed Aleph, next paragraph. V'hine ha'ta'ava netuna b'lev ha'adam shoresh kol ha'pa'ulot. Any action we do in this world is fueled by ta'ava. Think about it for a second. Lachen, you know, if we didn't have ta'ava, we wouldn't eat and we would perish. You realize that? Eating is a form of ta'ava. Hashem created our bodies in a way that we get hungry, we eat, and then we survive. Some people abuse that ta'ava and overeat. Ta'avat nashim. Can you imagine what would happen? You know, the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in Masechet Yoma, Daf Samachtit, that in the times of Anshei Knesset Gdola, we don't really have musagim of such thing anymore because they abolished it, but there was a terrible yetzerara, terrible ta'ava for Avodah Zarah. People used to go nuts for Avodah Zarah. Menashe HaMelech had a showdown with Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi one time was speaking a little disrespectfully about Menashe Melech Yehuda was a Rasha, and he says, look, he was such a big Avodah Zarah. Menashe came to Rav Ashi, the Amora, in a dream, and he says, you know, if you were in my generation, you being the Gdol Ador, you would pick up your robes so you can run faster to be Oved Avodah Zarah. You would run faster than me. Meaning, there was such a ta'ava in the air at the time for Avodah Zarah. Anshei Knesset Gdola, the Chachamim of the time, they realized that Am Yisrael couldn't continue like this. So they prayed and they made Ta'aniyot and they were able to abolish the Ta'ava for Avodah Zarah. And that's why I don't really see it too much today. How many people are tempted to go worship Avodah Zarah? It's not a thing anymore. They tried, they saw that it was an Eit Ratzon. So Anshei Knesset Gdola says, you know what? Once we're at it, since we prayed to abolish the ta'ava of Avodah Zarah, let's try to do the same thing for Arayot. They tried. What happened was, the Gemara says that even chickens didn't lay eggs for 3 days, which means that the world kind of stopped and they realized, one second, every ta'ava really has something good to it also. If we didn't have ta'avot, then nobody would get married, nobody would have kids, and then the world would just peter out. There would be no procreation. So that's part of Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world like that in order to kind of spur us forth, in order to incentivize doing the things that we need. But between acting on those ta'avot in the way we're supposed to and overindulging in them, that's shamayim va'aretz. Says Rabbi Yonah, Lachin, im yetaken ha'ta'avot, v'tachat asher kol ha'evanim yisharetum, yimshechim acharei ha'sechel v'ilavu alav yisharetuhu. Instead of allowing the ta'avot to control us and to lead us, if we lead our ta'avot and allow the sechel, the intellect that we have, to rule over those ta'avot, yichsheru kol ha'pe'alim. All of our actions will be proper and appropriate. Shneimar v'zach yashar pa'olo. V'neimar, there's another pasuk in Mishle over there, ta'ava nihya te'irav l'nafesh, nihya k'mo nishberet. Nihya means broken, which means a broken ta'ava. There is no greater feeling in the world than being able to overcome a ta'ava, than being able to overcome a yetzerara. You know that? When a person indulges in a ta'ava, especially if it's asur, it gives instant gratification. But then, it also, on the flip side, it creates this feeling of emptiness. You know that the feeling that a person gets when he does an avira, you feel the excitement and you feel the urge, and then you do it and you feel good, but that's only momentarily. Then you really have this kind of, it's like, for lack of a better term, like withdrawal from doing the avira. You feel this like ichi feeling. There's no greater feeling than at the moment it's hard. When you're standing up against the yetzer hara and trying to break a ta'ava, yes, it's very difficult. But it's also extremely gratifying, not only momentarily, but in the long run as well. Milashon hiyeti v'necheleti. Amar, explains Rabbi Yonah, ki ha'asher yeshaber adam ta'avato gam bedvarim mutarim. When a person is able to break his ta'avot, even in a place where it's mutar, bazet tatzliach ha'nefesh, that's going to cause success to befall the nefesh. V'amidah hazot te'irav la. It's going to love this midah. Because you're causing your intellect to take the upper hand over your heart. V'to'avat kesilim sur mera, explains Rabbi Yonah, what does this part of the pasuk mean? Ha'kesilim asher einam shovrim ta'avatam v'rodfim tamid ta'anugot b'nei adam. Fools who are never able to break their ta'ava. We're not talking about people who fail, once in a while. We're talking about people who just don't even try. So they constantly fall prey to their ta'avot. Ki tifga ta'avatam bederechet v'chol davara. They will get harmed by their ta'avot and any bad things. Lo yasuru mimenu. They will never deviate from it. V'nikre'u chesilim al redifat ta'anugim. Says Rabbi Yonah, look how Shlomo HaMelech called these people. He didn't call them ba'ale ta'ava. He called them fools. Those who don't know how to steer clear of their ta'avot and they just constantly give in to them, they are fools. כמו שנאמר, וכסיל אדם יבלענו. ונאמר, הוי משכימי בבוקר שחר ירדופו. An alcoholic, what is it first thing in the morning? There's other people that wake up in the morning, they do נטילת ידיים, ברכות השחר, שחרית, and a coffee. What is an alcoholic, what's on his mind the first thing he wakes up in the morning? Alcohol. He says, what kind of existence is that? Okay, you know what I'm saying? There's a time and place for alcohol also. To have a l'chaim, okay, that's a different story, but if it's on your mind every time you wake up in the morning, first thing you're looking for is a bottle, so that's messed up. V'neimar, v'haya chinor v'nevel, v'et po'al Adonai lo yabitu, u'ma'asei yadav lo ra'u. V'neimar, u'veten resha'im techsar. The stomach of the wicked is always lacking. They eat and eat and eat and eat, but it's like a bottomless pit. You remember the beginning of the pasuk? Tzadik ochel l'sov anafsho. Tzadik eats not to satisfy his stomach, but to satisfy his nefesh, in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who eat, just for eating sake, they'll never be satiated. V'ne'emar, v'zereti feresh al penechem, peresh chagechem. What does that mean? V'amru rabotenu zechonu v'racha, elu b'na adam shekol yemehem kechagim. What does that mean? There's people, you ever wonder, Shabbat is once a week. Yamim tovim, several times during the year. But that's supposed to give form to the rest of the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with semblance of Yemei Achol, going to work and going to do melacha and taking care of what you need to take care of. And Shabbat comes once a week and Yamim Tovim come every few months. But then there's people, there's a, in Yiddish it's a Gantz Yar Purim, you know what that is? Every day is a chag. Every day is, you know, eating and drinking and partying and whatever. Hello, then there's no ta'am. Then Shabbat isn't special anymore. Then Yom Tov isn't special anymore because you treat every day like it's a party. He says, those kind of people, those are fools. Shlomo HaMelech says, nothing ever comes out from these people. My Rishiva used to say, you know, every yeshiva, especially when you're in Beis Medrash, and you know, as you get older in Beis Medrash, Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of smachot. There's, you know, vorts and ofrufs and weddings. Baruch Hashem, ken yirbu smachot b'Yisrael. But he says, you know those people in yeshiva that they will go to every simcha, every single one, every vart, every wedding, they're always there. Every Shavuot Brachas. Now, you know, they're party animals. They like to party. But he says there's never, the Rishiva used to say, those people will never have Atzlacha B'Limud. Those are going to be the biggest Ami Haaretz. Because yes, there's a time and place to attend Smachot also, close friends, whatever it is. But you can't, and you shouldn't, and you're not expected to go to every Simcha. But what's he going to say? You have to learn. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a life, and you have to have Seder and whatever. If you're busy, first of all, that's easy when you're single. Once you get married, if you go to every wedding, you're going to go broke. First, that's a different thing. You have to know. You have to make priorities. I think I go to every simcha that I'm invited to. Sometimes, and most simchas that I go to, I don't say, I come from the chuppah, say mazal tov, whatever it is, shalom. I have to, you know, waste time. Not chas v'shalom that it's a waste. Sometimes it is a waste of time. Big waste of time. But even when it's not a waste of time, it's still a waste of time, because at the end of the day, life is short. There's things to do. The Rambam writes, "Ein rov chokhmato shel adam niknet ela balayla." Most of your chokhmat Torah, most of your learning, gets absorbed by the mind at night. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bri'ah. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "La ivre sihara ela legirsa." Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create nighttime? Why do people during the night? There's no work and people go to sleep. So what? So that Am Yisrael can learn b'sheket. That's why Hashem made night, so we can learn. So instead of doing that, there's people who go and constantly, you know, find things to do and ways to waste time. It's not a chashivut, is what I'm telling you. There's people, wow, this guy's such a devoted friend, and he goes to every simcha. Take it easy. He's devoted to his stomach. You know what I'm saying? That's not, you have to go to every simcha, relax. And he says, v'ne'emar. There's another, what time is Shir today? One? Okay. V'ne'emar, there's another pasuk in Mishle. L'ta'ava yevakesh nifrad b'chol tushiyah yitgala. Explains Rabbi Yonah Perush. Mi shemevakesh lalechet achar ta'avato rutzano. A person who always looks to go after his ta'ava and his will, nifrad mikol chaver ve'amit. He's not going to have any friends left. Why? Ki rechaku mimenu ohev hare'a. Ki ta'avot b'nei adam umiddotam chalukot. En rutzano shel zeh ki rutzano shel zeh. Ah! This is such an unbelievable lesson. In any relationship in life, a ba'al ta'ava, listen carefully, a person who always puts his needs and wants and desires first, won't have any friends. Why is that? Because different people like different things. Sometimes in order to have friends, in order to have any relationship, sometimes you can't always do whatever it is that you want to do. Sometimes you do what you want to do. Sometimes you do what your friend wants to do. Sometimes there are situations that are more comfortable, more convenient, less convenient. And this is especially true in a marriage. By husband and wife, forget about it. You have to get used to always doing what you don't want to do. Because marriage is just about, it doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, but it means giving to the other person in a way that you don't expect to become. Nobody gets married because it's comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gets married because it's convenient. Getting married is the most illogical thing in the world. It doesn't make any sense. You're making yourself subservient to somebody else. You're single, independent. Many people are self-sufficient. So why would you get married? It doesn't make any sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Bri'ah, such a thought that I have to get married because that's the tachlit. The tachlit is to get married and be in a situation of constant giving, constant hatava, doing goodness to others like Hashem does goodness to us, even though, logically, it doesn't make any sense. Ask any philosopher, what's the chokhmah in getting married? Oh, you have to have a family, you have to have kids. I don't need to be married to have kids and bring children to the world, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to do that. So what's the point of getting married? What's the point of... That's exactly the point. People are sometimes disillusioned and they have mistaken notions about what marriage is, and they realize very quickly that it's not about me in marriage. It's not about what you want. And not like Shlomo Melech writes, a person who's a Baal Ta'ava doesn't have any friends. A person who's a Baal Ta'ava can't have a wife either, because he's always interested in himself and not willing to budge. Everybody knows, you know, you don't have to be married to know that the name of the game in marriage is compromise. That's the most important word in marriage, is compromise, because without it, the spouses are doomed. It doesn't make any sense. So how can if a person won't have friends, how can he have a spouse if he's a Baal Ta'ava? Achin, im yelech bederech haskel, az yitchaberu lo achaverim v'yuhavav rabim. If you go in the proper path, says Rabban Yonah, and you do what you're supposed to, and you're able to vanquish your ta'avot, then people are going to like you, people are going to want to be your friend, because they see, wow, you're not a selfish person, you're a selfless person, you're a nice person to be around. I like you, I want to spend time with you, I want to hang out with you. A person who wants his midot, there's a lot of people who are going to jump on him. A lot of people are going to get attracted to him. What does the pasuk mean? Leta'ava yevakesh nifrad. Ish nifrad mikol ach vechaver, leta'ava umevakesh. A person who's a loner. You know, there's a word in English, it's called a hermit. A person doesn't, you know, completely antisocial, whatever. You know why he's antisocial? You know why people don't want to be his friend? It's because he's way too interested in himself. Since he always wants to follow his own will, this causes people to want to leave his presence. The last part of the pasuk, bechol tushia itgala, ha'olech achar ta'avato, לא מדבר אחד יחיטה בלבד. Don't think that just because he's בעל תאווה, so that's his איסור, he follows his תאווה. אך בכל אזהרות שבתורה התגלה, he will eventually transgress all of the איסורים in the Torah. כי יעבור על כולנה מלשון, וכל אביל יתגלה, which means, being a בעל תאווה opens this can of worms, whereby everything becomes מותר, and he doesn't know how to restrain himself. Torah, Judaism, is all about restraint. Self-restraint, and it's a virtue. People think of it, you know, as difficult. Yeah, it is difficult, but that's part of being a Jew and part of being the Am Nifrad, the Am Segula, is that we learn to exercise self-restraint. In this religion, we don't do everything that we want and everything that feels comfortable at every moment. Part of the Torah mitzvot is to know how to make boundaries, how to restrain. If a person can't do that with regards to his ta'avot, the next... the next victims of that are going to be the rest of the Averot and the Torah, because once a person is not able to restrain himself ta'avot-wise, the floodgates open and he does the rest of the Yisurim as well. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, Bezat Hashem. Kol Tov, Atzlacha Rabbah.